seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام اللهم إني أسألك العافية وأسألك جميل العافية وأسألك شكر العافية وأسألك شكر شكر العافية.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, O Allah, verily I ask you for vitality, and I ask you for gracious vitality. And I ask you for the ability to thank you for your vitality. And I ask you for thankfulness for having granted me the ability to thank you for vitality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence spoke about certain lifestyle guidelines, or these guidelines for not just Shias, but for Muslims in general, and really for all of humanity. Guidelines which can truly help us to change our lives for the better. Now, in this conversation, one of the companions of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, one of his companions asked him that, you know, how can we make a barrier or refrain ourselves from committing sins and committing offenses? Now, it's quite a all-encompassing and big question, right? And it's a question that's very relative to our lives as well. Now, what can we do really in order to prevent ourselves from sinning, especially if we live in countries where it is very, very easy to sin? Case in point, Western countries or some other countries in the world in which committing sin is easier than breathing air. Yes, in some in Muslim countries it is a little bit more difficult
to commit these sins. But anyways, in general, we are talking about how do we prevent ourselves from committing sins. And so in reply, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, the remembrance of death is a barrier against sins and offenses. Allahu Akbar. And dear friends, we find that the more we think about and reflect upon the words of the divinely appointed Imams, and in this case, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, we find that it is really not just true, but it is almost like a perfect truth, or rather it is a perfect truth. Every time that we want to go commit a sin, we want to lie, or we want to, you know, do something that is haram, do something that is prohibited, or we want to cheat, or we want to manipulate, or we want to deceive, or we want to steal, or I mean the countless different kinds of sins that a human being might become weak enough to commit. If you really remember death, that you will die, that all of this temporary and fake and imaginary pleasure that we think we will receive from this sin, it will end. It will end in just a few fleeting seconds. And death is a reality, and then the grave is a reality, and then the questioning of the hereafter is a reality, and the heaven and the hell is a reality. It is interesting, these are the things that are said in the talqeen, this reminder when a person dies and upon the dead body they recite these things to remind the dead body that Allah is truth, the Qur'an is truth, the Messenger of Allah is truth, the Ahlul Bayt is truth, the Qur'an is truth, death is truth, barzakh and the so-called purgatory, for lack of a better word at this point in time, is truth. When we realize all these things, then committing sin becomes much harder, and thus the remembrance of death becomes a barrier against sins. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. And this is, by the time of Imam al-Kadhim, we can say this was pretty much now apparent. Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, had a very difficult time to get across to people the notion that this government that has been established is not the government of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, as the Prophet mentioned. The Abbasids are not the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. He had an important role in that. He played that role very well, and that led to his assassination. If I want to briefly mention that, the Abbasids came up and they came to power based on the slogan related to the Ahlul Bayt, and the people were rallied up against the Umayyads, being explained what the Umayyads have done to the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. And obviously the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet are the children of his daughter, at least they're included. That wasn't something that anyone could hide. Now that the Abbasids have come to power, they are, according to what they have said, and people think that they are the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. They're the ones that have authority on behalf of the Prophet. They are true successors of the Prophet. They are just rulers. They're not going to be ruling unjustly as the Umayyads did. one of the most important things for them would be not to take the life of one of the clear members of the family of the Prophet, Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi, someone who was well known. But eventually, because of the activities of the Imam in exposing the true nature of who the Abbasids were, and that they were not the Ahlul Bayt, and the effectiveness of those words, and the effectiveness of the stances, the strategies, the tactics of the Imam in bringing that awareness to the masses, and the fear of it becoming a more serious problem than it already had, caused Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, la'natullah alayh, to poison the Imam. Many times he intended to prior to that. He didn't, and eventually he got to it and he poisoned Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayh.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.